You're tuning in to Two Nicoles One Podcast. Buckle up and eat your Wheaties, sweet cheeks. It's about to get good.
Welcome to episode 59 of Two Nicoles One Podcast. We missed you last week. We both went on vacay.
We did.
Yeah. And so we took a little break because of that. And we're back with a smack. Do you agree with that?
Yeah.
Okay. And we're closing up Nicktober. We're recording this on my birthday, October 31st.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And this will actually publish in November. So
that's true.
Yeah.
When Nicktober is long gone.
It's done, but we're bringing in the holiday season.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, happy Thanksgiving and happy Veterans Day. Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Happy Hanukkah.
Well, we have to forget. Well, today is a holiday.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
It's Halloween.
We're going to come haunt your houses.
Or, spooky vibes.
Yeah, actually, having heard this, we would have already haunted your house. So that ghost you heard was us.
I was just going to say we should talk like we're
Count Dracula?
Dracula. Is it Count Dracula or is it just Dracula?
I'm sure he's a count.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Like, he's an accountant.
I'm sure he moonlights as well. Why not?
We need a day job.
Yeah. How do you think he affords all those gowns?
That's true.
Capes.
It's true. Yeah, it's very true. It's very dim.
Yeah.
Very dim.
Yeah. He works in the cellar. He's a cellar dweller.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Who is this? Yeah. Come down my stairs.
Hello. That'd be exhausting if we, like, talk like that the whole episode.
I don't even think I can even sound like him.
Hello. Hi.
That sounds good.
Hello.
I should not moonlight as a Dracula voiceover.
As a vampire.
It's not for me.
I think it would... Yeah, it would be exhausting.
Yeah, it would be horrible.
Oh, heavens.
Henry's probably listening like, wow, they should stop.
Yeah. Oh my god, they're terrible vampires.
Fine. It's fine, Henry. It's fine.
Yeah. You're just jealous. So anything happened this week to close out November? Oh my god.
I don't even know Nicktober.
I know.
Let's just cancel the podcast. It's over.
You're canceled. Yeah, what's up?
I don't know. I feel like things have happened in the last 2 weeks because we haven't talked at all in 2 weeks.
I know.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, we've talked, but we haven't talked to you guys. But yeah. Here's what I want to point out real quick. You remember on the last episode, we said we were going to say the word cantaloupe and our real fans will message us who let us know
I think
they're listening.
Got, like one.
Jen is our only fan. So
Jen has an OnlyFans?
Yes, she does. But
what a floozy.
She only sells her feet on there.
Oh, what a true baloo floozy.
Yeah. And it's not all her feet, just her pinky toe.
How weird.
I know. But she's the only person that texts us cantaloupe. So
since you're familiar with her OnlyFans, is it just, did she put like rings on her pinky toe or anything? Or is it nude?
You have to pay extra. That's an extra subscription. Yeah.
What a floozy.
Yeah. I do the social media for it.
So. Also, that being said, speaking of Jen, so we came and visited you at Hitchhikers on Friday, and she was out wielding, like, a samurai sword. Mm-hmm. Why do you guys have that?
I found out afterwards it cuts cheese.
Okay. Well, that's what Jen said. She thought it would cut cheese, but yeah. It was just, like, crazy. It had a handle on each side. It's a very, very long sword.
Yeah, I'd never seen
it. And it was
before.
Just given to us. Like, they didn't know that we were psychopaths.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
Yeah, but it was, like, crazy long sword. But she cut that cake really, really fast.
Yeah, so it's a efficient cake.
Yeah,
tool.
It was.
Yeah. So this episode is just for Jen, so I hope you enjoy it. Since you're the
Jen's
only one
Jen's only fans.
Yeah. Only one who listens to our podcast.
Yeah, yeah, so she's just going to hear about her OnlyFans, nobody else.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's see. What
happened? Parvart.
Trying to think what's happened. I gotta go in order here. What's my life's been
yeah,
like?
Yeah, well, mine's probably not gonna go in order. So
I don't know.
Just whatever.
I'm just gonna go and say some stuff here. This was just a thought that came to me the other day. So
I'm kind of scared.
Well, it's not a crazy thought. So I'm rewatching One Tree Hill because it's my favorite show ever. And Lucas and Brooke were my favorite on there, but okay. They're not.
Is Brooke the one that was Sophia Bush?
Yeah.
Okay.
And spoiler, if you've never seen the show, they don't end up together in the end. But every time
if you didn't see the show 18 years ago.
Some people haven't.
Well, because they're too young, you know.
Or they just weren't cool enough.
Or they were too old. Too old, too young.
Yeah, I mean, did you watch it?
I've seen a little bit of it.
So you haven't seen all of it. So
I haven't seen all of it, exactly.
So there you go. Anyways. I always want Brooke and Lucas to end up together, and I'm sitting there always rooting for them to end up together, like the story's gonna change.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, like, I do that a lot with shows, and I was like, I do that with movies too. Like, every time I watch The Lion King, I want the outcome to be different for Mufasa.
I know.
It's never different.
I know. I do that too. It's the human brain. We're just stupid. I don't know.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, it's gonna be different this time.
He's gonna make it through.
And he never does.
No.
So I just... But, yeah, so, whatever. But I'm still watching Winter Hill with the hope it's going to change. But
yeah.
It won't. It's fine. Speaking of crazy things your brain does, I was driving, I forget, I think it was to Erie. This was a couple weeks ago.
I thought you were going to say you were driving to Africa. I was going to say, really, Nicole? Really?
You don't know what I do on Sundays.
Okay.
I was driving to Erie for work a couple weeks ago, and there was, like, a roadkill on the highway.
Yeah.
And I'm driving past, and I was just like, I wonder if that's a kangaroo. That was a real thought.
Really?
And then I got down the road, and I was like, why did I literally just think that was a kangaroo?
Did you think you were in Australia?
Yeah, I don't know why that thought came to me, but I'm like, wait, we're in Pennsylvania. Why am I thinking about kangaroos?
You know, there are, you know, like, for instance, these people, like, import alligators.
Yeah.
Because people want weird pets.
Yeah.
Somebody might import a kangaroo.
Yeah.
Kangaroo will beat the living crap out of you. Like, with their feet. They, like, box with their feet.
Yeah. I'm not
so
trying to hang out with a kangaroo.
So, that wouldn't be a good idea. But the caliber of intelligence of certain people, I wouldn't be surprised.
True. True. So, it was not a kangaroo. It was a deer. But speaking of...
They're the same color.
Yeah. So, not really the same shape.
A lot smaller. Deer, like, way... Well, I don't... I've never seen a kangaroo in real life.
Me either.
But they're, like, way smaller.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
Depending on their age. I don't know. I'm just talking out my ass.
I've seen kangaroos in Winnie the Pooh.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen them on TV.
That's my reference.
I've seen them on TV, yeah.
That's my reference.
Very, very well versed.
Yeah. So speaking of animals, though, we just got back from Wisconsin a couple
and
days ago.
And everybody in Wisconsin's an animal.
Yes.
That's what it sounded like you were saying.
No. So we got back from Wisconsin, and we were there for a wedding, and... The wedding was at this, like, lodge on the lake.
Okay.
And
cool.
Where they're golf carting you to and from your parking lot, which was nice.
Was it, like, those long golf carts, or was it just, like, the little ones, like, two at a time?
Long ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, so it was nice. And we're going back to our car, and this guy was like, oh, yeah. He's like, I can give you guys a ride back. And I was like, oh, thanks. I was like, it is dark out, and there might be bears. And the driver's like, yeah, well, it is dark, but you're not going to see a bear. And
you
I was
know.
Like, and I was like, that's what I said. I was like, you don't know. He goes, well, he's like, I worked here for a long time. You might see a deer, but you're not going to see a bear. And I was like, okay. And the guy just, like, was like, chuckling at me like I was being crazy.
What if, like, a gigantic, like... One of the, I don't even know the names of the different kind of
black
genus
bear.
Of bears, but what if, like, a big, like, 1,000-pound bear just started roaring at him?
I hope so, on his way after he dropped us off at our car.
He just peed himself.
I hope that happens.
That would be so funny.
You don't know.
He'd be like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yeah,
I'm glad you think you know everything.
Yeah, he doesn't know. But
animal.
Yeah. So I could, well, speaking of that Wisconsin, I guess I could tell some... Wisconsin stories.
Wisconsin bagel and a big.
So we, the wedding we were at was in this different area from where Dan's parents live.
Yeah.
So we went and worked out at a gym with his friend the Friday before we drove up to the wedding, and his friend was asking me where it was in this area called Door County.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, it's in...
Why do you think you would know?
Well, because I do know. But
okay.
I was like, oh, yeah, it's in Pearl Harbor, and... And he's just, like, staring at me, and I'm like, what? And he's like, I don't think you're going to Pearl Harbor. And I was like, that's what the invitation says. And he's like, Egg Harbor? And I was like, oh, yeah.
Egg Harbor?
Yeah.
That's a weird name.
So there's, like, it's, like, Sister Bay, Egg Harbor. I think there's another one. But they're all in these, like, little areas of
okay.
Door County. of Wisconsin, but yeah, it wasn't Pearl Harbor. So
yeah,
Egg Harbor.
Egg. Well, there are like a lot of chickens.
I didn't see any. Well, on geese poop. Because you're on the bay.
Eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So yeah, so
I always like get. I like getting my dad to talk about geese because he just doesn't like them. And, you know, I always tell him to get him a pet geese. He's like, I don't want a pet goose. And, like he said, if you had a goose at your house, nobody would come over, you know, because he said, like, they're real defensive.
Yeah. Didn't I ever send you that TikTok? The lady tried to pet the goose and she like fell over. This was like beginning of COVID. I sent you that. So that was a long time.
Yeah. They're very like, they're like loud and defensive. And then they poop like horses or something.
Yes, apparently. It's gross. It's gross. So
I don't want to have a run in with them, but thinking about it's funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, but at the wedding, so let's see what happened there. I'm just reading some notes here, folks. Yeah. I got to read my notes.
You got in a fight with somebody?
No.
But I thought you told me you punched somebody.
That's a story for another podcast.
Just there kidding. Was a large guy that you punched right in the face and knocked him right over.
Yes. I was a guest on the WWE.
Yeah. And then you took the food off his plate and ate it and said, you want some of this?
Exactly how it happened. But
that's on the coax anytime you take her in public.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's very crazy. But also what happened was I was coming back from the bathroom and I was already complaining about like, because I just didn't really like the dress I wore and stuff. And I'm walking back from the bathroom looking for Dan. And my heel got caught in a grate. And I took the grate with me. And this girl.
I'm more scared of that.
I know. But this girl starts laughing. And they're like, oh. No, some girl made a comment, starts laughing. And her husband was like, oh, he's like, you need all the attention on you at someone else's wedding. And I was like. They were like joking, obviously, yeah. But I was just like, okay. And then some other guy walks over. He goes, just so you know, you're the fourth person to do that.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God. Oh, okay.
So, because I guess the way it was weird because the grates, like, they kind of like reminded me of grates that you'd find in your house, how like they pull out because you can clean them. And they were in carpet and they weren't really secluded. They were kind of right by the bar.
Yeah.
So, anybody, if you'd have to walk on them. If, like,
should have put like something.
Yeah, because if you have. So you'd have to walk to get around people. So, I mean, but I was like, God, I was like not the only person that did that. But
that's crazy.
I was
like, man. Four people that did it.
Yeah, like, so it was just like.
In one wedding.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, only up until then.
Well, yeah, that was just cocktail hour. Who knows what happened after? Who knows what happened after?
Holy crap.
Yeah. Me and Dan were playing a game where we were rating the appetizers. So I should note that we didn't know anybody at this wedding except the groom.
Oh, wow.
So Dan grew up with him and. But the groom had lost touch with all the other friends, but Dan's still friends with all the other guys.
Oh, okay.
So Dan was still the only, like, good enough friend to be invited to the wedding. And I knew the groom for maybe, I've met him a few times in the years me and Dan have been together, but I don't know him well enough. Yeah. So, and then we, like, literally knew nobody. So we were just like, cool. So I'm like, so we were just playing these games where we were, like, rating the appetizers. Then we made this list of rating the songs, what songs would be played. And then we would, like, a song would be played. I'm like, what do you think's going to be next? And then we would, like, bet, like, $1. It was just, that's what we were doing because we were so bored. We were just like, what do we do? And then, I mean, we had fun. Like,
because we were, like, you knew each other. Yeah.
Yeah, but we were just like, what do we do?
I feel like the fact that you, like, didn't know anybody, you should have been requesting, like, weird songs.
So... funny, they did say that they would take requests.
Yes.
And so I said, Dan's like, oh my God, I'm going to go tell him to play Ja Rule. And he's like, they're not playing Ja Rule to this crowd. I'm like, yes, they will. I walk over. Because, like, you should have saw these DJs.
Yeah.
I walk over and I'm like, hey, would you guys play Ja Rule, Put It On Me? And the DJ's like, Ja Rule!
Oh my God.
So I was like, so you'll play it? And he's like, maybe. We'll add it to the list. Did they play it? No.
That's stupid.
Played a lot of Taylor Swift, though.
Ugh.
Speaking of her, Shake It Off by her came on, and this, I kid you not, this guy had to been like 250 pounds, comes running from the bathroom.
My God.
With a drink in his hand to get on the dance floor to Shake It Off.
Oh God.
I looked at Dan, I'm like, did you just see that? And he was like, yeah. I was like, what just happened?
I have heard that song way too many times. Yeah. I just feel like people that call themselves Swifties are suspect people.
Well, so speaking of Taylor Swift, the night before we left for Wisconsin, I had to stop at Walgreens, and I stopped there, and you know how, like, stores have music on above? Yeah. Well, there was music on in the background, but the guy at the register, pretty sure he lives in his mom's basement, he had a slick back comb over, he was jamming hard to old school Taylor Swift. Like, oh my it was God. So loud. I'm like, is going on.
Yeah.
So a lot of Taylor Swift stories.
Yeah. I weekend. Can't stand Taylor Swift. She's just like one of those people, whatever it takes to make money, like which part, of, yeah, that's fine. But like whatever it takes to be in favor of the crowd favor or whatever she's doing, we'll throw anybody under the bus kind of person.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of people like that.
Well, I got two other little things, but we could circle back to coffee, and I'll give you a little
bonus. There's always coffee going on.
A little bonus story for your birthday about Carly and some NyQuil.
Actually, I have a story that includes Carly, too.
All right, well, whenever we're ready for the Carly story,
we'll just bring it back.
We'll loop it back in. So, what have you been doing these last 2 weeks?
Oh, my God. A lot of stuff. Well, something I wanted to bring up.
You going to tell us about your trip in the tunnel?
My trip.
Don't act like you didn't go in a tunnel for 5 weeks.
I don't even know. You're going to have to get it started.
I was just making something up.
Okay.
That you've been living in a tunnel.
Yeah. So something I thought, because I know you like this from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
So I'm really, really worried about cognitive decline in my later years. So I, with one of my credit cards, I get digital... credits for like subscriptions.
Well, you've already seen stuff. Like your decline.
I am seriously, like you can hear it. But anyway, so I subscribe to the digital version of the New York Times. So I do the games.
Okay.
I do the games pretty much daily. I do the New York Times crossword, which is notoriously pretty hard. So there were a couple of the clues that had to do with Saturday Night Live. And one of them, the answer was sweaty balls.
Mm.
And I wanted to bring that up for you. And that was on October 27th crossword. And I wanted to bring that up for you. That that was literally in the New York Times crossword.
I love that. That's one of my favorite SNL skits of all times.
Yeah, my only problem was like spelling it. Because it was spelled like S-C-H-W-E-D-D-Y.
Oh.
I thought it would have been T's. But it was D's. So I had a little problem there. But that was actually in the New York Times crossword, which made it fun.
I love that.
Which made it fun. So I get to work on my brain that's obviously declining at a rapid speed. Yeah. And little giggle there.
Little giggle.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of that, Alec Baldwin was in that skit. Is he on your list to talk about?
I didn't write that down, but yeah, he just shot somebody.
I know. I haven't followed up recently in the last couple of days, but that story's freaking crazy.
I guess what happened is the person, because there's so many people on a movie set or a television set, whatever, and the person that was in control of the props or the showrunner or whatever it was, didn't look to see what was put in the gun, just kind of handed it over.
Yeah, the whole thing seems really like sketchy to me, and it just seems very unsafe. And whether it's accidental or not, like if I was him, like I would be devastated.
Well, they're saying like he's kind of in a bad way, and I guess him and his family are just out, just trying like to be in hiding right now.
Yeah,
but also like I feel bad for him because that's such a terrible situation. But also like, the girl was, like, in her early 40s, has a young kid. Like, that's
disgusting. He's, like, given them a lot, too, already. Like, he's trying to be there for the son and the husband.
Yeah.
Which, like...
And they don't blame him because he just was handed a hot gun.
Right. So, and that's the thing is, when I think the media is, like, tearing him apart, too. And, like, there's a lot of people... The whole situation's really crazy. Yeah. So.
Oh, sounds like cops are coming for us. I wish that this would pick up the sound that we hear.
It does.
It does.
You'll hear this.
Oh, we'll hear it. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on out there.
Great. Well, Jen did say she was coming over.
She's coming to get us. Also, just for our listeners, where Nicole lives, I think there is, particularly where she lives, there is more road construction per capita than anywhere else in the world.
It's true. The little suburb I live in loves construction.
So she should only live, like, 8 to 10 minutes away from me. But some days it takes, like, 20 minutes because, and there's also, they hire the lowest skilled flaggers.
Oh my God.
In the world.
Don't even get me started on those people.
Then, like, you know, I'm like, there's times when I'm just going to go out and start flagging for free because this one woman in particular doesn't know how to direct traffic.
Well, the one lady a couple months ago, she was dancing on a pole out there.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I remember the one time, like, one guy went, like, when he shouldn't have went, but instead of letting him go through the whole thing, she made him sit in the middle of everything so nobody could go.
Let me just pause real quick. We heard all those sirens and made a joke that, because Jen's here, my ring just went off and she is here. So, interesting. She's running from the cops.
And they're going to come up in here and do something to our podcast.
I know. So if we get interrupted, someone just bangs down the door.
Just know Miss Pinky Toe Only Fans Floozy, it's her fault.
It's her, yeah. So, all right. Continue with what you got.
Wear a covered shoe, Jen. Anyways, speaking of eccentric people, have you seen some of the things Kanye's been doing lately?
I try not to follow him. I'm going to be real.
I am inherently, I was born this way, I'm a fan of Kanye.
Okay.
And you gotta give and take with Kanye, especially, honestly, my favorite thing is hearing Dave Chappelle talk about Kanye.
Okay.
Because he was an early supporter of Kanye, like before people knew who he was. He performed on his show back on Comedy Central. And, like, he would say, like, Kanye would talk about himself in the third person. Like, he knew Kanye was going to be really, really big.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jay-Z obviously was an early supporter of Kanye. Like, these people knew Kanye was going to be really big just because of the way he acts, yeah. You know. But as he's become really successful, he's now a billionaire. He's gone really, really out of the park eccentric.
Yeah. That's why I try not to follow him.
Some of the stuff he wears, I don't know if you've seen, you probably haven't seen the new Yeezy boots, but they literally look like a square.
You know what I think I have
They're like
seen
straight
them.
Up square. Yeah. When he did his listening parties, like he, for the most part, he wore these red outfits, which weren't bad, but then he had like a pantyhose over his face. But so he was recently caught in New York City wearing, people said, a Caucasian mask. I was like, what do they mean, Caucasian mask? So what he was literally wearing, it looked like a Michael Myers mask without hair.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's just walking around New York City, like, with this on his head. I'm guessing I don't know if it's just because that's how he felt that day, knowing that was Kanye, or if it was a disguise.
Oh, my gosh.
But that is not a Caucasian mask. It looked like a mask that wasn't painted. Like, if you were going to make a mask into a person's face, there was no, like, it had, like, a nose and stuff, but there was no, like, features on it.
So, were people upset that he was wearing that mask?
I don't think people were, no, people weren't upset about it. I think, knowing that was Kanye, though, I think people, yes.
He looks like a zombie.
He looks crazy.
Alien. Oh, is that alien? That was rude of me. He looks like an extra.
God, yeah, God forbid.
No, Demi Lovato.
We offend Demi Lovato.
She's gonna come for us.
Yeah. And honestly, like, I think knowing that it's Kanye, at this point, like, I know people are coming for him, like, with his support of Donald Trump, but knowing that it's Kanye, it's just, like, he's just crazy.
Yeah, so.
And I think that's kind of the point where people say he's just crazy. And honestly, I feel like if I did something like that, people would be like, oh, look, it's Kanye.
You should.
Because, I mean, he's like, he's not that much taller than me. They would, if I had my hair tucked up in there, and, like, I had gloves on, like, they couldn't see that I was, like, a white person.
Yeah.
They would just be like, oh, look, it's Kanye.
We should test that theory.
Yeah.
Get the mask, I think I was. Gloves, and walk
if right I, like, home. Had my skin covered up, so, like, because, I mean, he's a black man, obviously.
I'll dress as security
think,
detail.
They would think that was Kanye. I could do autographs and everything. People would be like, I want Kanye's autograph. And then I would take the mask off and say,
you just got tunicled.
And I would, like, literally write Nicole.
Yeah.
But being that with Kanye, they wouldn't be, people would be like, oh, this is probably what he writes as his autograph.
Yeah. Or he would think that Kanye was under the Nicole mask.
Yeah.
So, whatever.
Yeah. He's crazy. Something else funny. So, you know, my dog, Woofie, we've been asking him lately who his favorite parent is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he, each time we ask, he says he comes up to me.
Oh.
So Rocco gets so jealous, though, because he's like, he's like, I'm the one that takes you for drives in the car at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm the one rubbing your ears. And she's your favorite parent. You know, so he doesn't think, but it makes me think of like, you know, couples with human kids,
mm-hmm.
like they're, the kids like the dad better.
Yeah.
It's like, that's, you know.
Because the mom disciplines.
Yeah. 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 It's like, that's why, you know, the mom's the one feeding them at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm the fun parent.
Oh, it's so funny.
So I was excited about that because I thought he would say him too, though, because he does, he rubs his ears all night.
Yeah.
Sometimes he has to, like, hold him to get him to sleep and stuff like that. But I'm I'm the favorite parent.
That's so funny. Well, do you leave food out?
I do.
That's why.
I do give him food. However, when he is good, Rocco gives him two treats. I only give him one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe. Here. Okay. This is what Wolfie's thinking. Wolfie's thinking, I'm just going to keep saying that.
So he likes does you. More. He's so manipulating.
Yeah, he's going to make sure that Rocco gives him more treats to be the favorite parent. Wolfie's a smart dog.
He's smart. No, he is. He's probably smart enough that that's what he thinks.
Yeah, he's probably
like, he's like, I can really. She doesn't bow down to me. He's this guy.
Three cheeks.
He's going to be like bringing home steaks for him.
Yeah, Wolfie knows what he's doing.
He's not an idiot.
Yeah, he's like, I figured this out.
And that's probably why kids do that, too. They're like, oh, my mom will get me more for Christmas.
I mean, I was that kid.
She's guilted. Yeah. So you and Wolfie think the same.
We do. I'm like, oh, I know how to work the system. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's so funny. You know, this isn't related to anything I just said, but so I was shaving my legs this morning. No, this was this morning, yesterday, whatever. I have the most sensitive skin.
Me too.
Like, I literally changed my razor, and I couldn't, I used the Schick Quattro, which is four blades, for, like, since I was, like, in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find razor blades for it, so I had to upgrade to the five blades. And I'm like, oh, this is going to be terrible, because my skin's so sensitive.
Yeah.
So I changed my razor blade the other day, and I hate changing my razor blade because I'm like a 12-year-old girl, and I every time I do, I like cut myself like crazy. So yesterday when I shaved my legs, I had like five Band-Aids on. So I took this one Band-Aid on last night and literally ripped my freaking skin off.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah. Like, it's, I don't even know how that, it's like, because I know like on your face, if you put retinol on, your skin will rip off. So you have to watch, like, waxing your face. So that's why I have, like, a mustache and everything, because my skin's too, because that's happened to me, that actually happened to me before. I was using retinol, and I got my eyebrows waxed, and it will legit, face skin comes off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's bad. You got to watch. And even, like, they'll say, oh, stop for a couple days. No, not for me. Might work for some tough skin people. But not for me. You gotta watch. So, like, I don't even know what to do. Just rip my skin. Like, what am I supposed to do?
I mean, I kind of feel for you on that. Just because, like, I have the same issues. So, I can't give you advice.
Yeah. No, it's messed up. But, I mean, like, I don't know. I don't even know why I'm bringing this up. It's messed up. It's a struggle that some of us bear. So just so you people know, when you're out there thinking, you know, somebody's life's perfect on social media, their skin could be falling off.
Yep.
You know, nobody shows that side because that would be gross.
No one shows the nicks on their knees.
No. And that's the thing. And nobody wants to see that. And don't think, oh, well, I'm going to show everybody my real life. Don't show me your skin coming off. That's why we don't show the other side of our life, you freaking creepers.
Sure.
Yeah. So you think the Tunicles have it perfect?
We don't.
We have terrible, sensitive skin.
Yeah.
We just want you to know that we're real people here. And our skin falls off.
Yeah.
Now they're going to think we're like
aliens. Oh, yeah. Here I go.
Oh, no. We offended Demi Lovato. How many times this podcast?
Two so far.
We stood up for what kind of stood up for Kanye? We did. She probably just said he's crazy.
She'd stand up.
For I don't him. Even. Maybe. Maybe not.
I don't know what she's doing these days.
I don't know what she's doing. She has a mullet.
Yeah.
We can't stand up for her with that haircut.
She's gonna stomp.
If she had a normal person's haircut, maybe, but
yeah,
not with a mullet. I can't. Yeah, I can't. I can't stand up for anybody with a mullet. She needs to get a better haircut.
Yeah.
Or they need to get, I'm sorry, they need to get a better haircut. And that's hard for me to...
Yeah, she's a they.
That's hard or, for... They's a they. I'm sorry. It's hard.
It's very hard.
Old to be changing words and stuff. Yeah. We're not judging anybody. It's just hard to...
No. You just gotta remind us. We forget. You gotta remind us.
We forget.
Us.
We forget we're old.
Yes.
We didn't take our Prevagen yet. As our friend Janet would tell us.
Janet
gave me coupons. Okay, anyways... So, last night, for my birthday, we went to 11, and which is a good restaurant, has become one of our favorite restaurants because...
Do you sit in that top
the
table?
First time... No, we didn't sit up there. Actually, it was funny because when Rocco reserved it, he said he got the last table, and he's like, there's nobody in here. And I said, it's probably because... With it being a nicer place, they're probably understaffed, but they don't want their waiters, like, running like crazy. So people get bad service or not as good of service. So they just only sold somebody. Like, there was, like, nobody in there.
Yeah.
So they probably only had a couple waiters. But but anyways, I was thinking of the first time, I think it was the first time for all three of us, when me, you, and Carly went to that meeting. And the thing was, so we went to this meeting and we skipped out early. Because there were a couple reasons. So first of all, it was a place that all of us had been to. You know, it was just like some place in Pittsburgh that like everybody in Pittsburgh's been to.
Yes.
Also, there wasn't good networking there.
No.
Like there weren't people that, there were either people we already knew or people that couldn't do. And like people, it wasn't good networking. There was no real good reason to be there. You know, it was like, you know what? We're skipping out. We went to happy hour.
We did. Happy hour.
So we discovered this restaurant. They have really good, they have good food.
We had cheese and wine.
Good cocktails, good wine.
Yeah.
Wine list, very extensive wine list. So we skipped out and had cheese and wine.
We did.
At 11.
Mm-hmm.
And it was great.
It was a good time.
Yeah. And it ended up being one of, you know, our favorite restaurants.
Yeah. It was a great time.
Yeah. And that was like a really fun day.
I know. It was really fun. And Carly, we used the excuse, though, because Carly was upset about her daughter. But yeah, I can't even remember what it was about.
I think it was Snapchat.
Maybe.
Yeah, because she had a young teen daughter, and she was on Snapchat, and she didn't want her to be on Snapchat. Something like that.
Yeah. So we were just like, you know what? Carly needs this.
the me and you decided that Carly needed it.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to be in the meeting.
So we left.
And none of us work there anymore. And it's not that we do stuff like that. You know, we've got stuff going on behind the scenes. We're making things happen, whatever. Different ventures and whatnot. But, it was a useless meeting to be in.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those were.
Very useless.
I'll just say that me and Carly... you know, I'll just leave it alone. Those meetings were just useless. So.
That was something that people did... just to get out of work.
Absolutely.
Very much so. Because I believe in networking. There are good networking events, but that was not a good networking
event. Oh, that was a horrible networking event.
Yes.
They're monthly, and you'd meet with the same people at different locations, and
they weren't people that could do anything, like, or you couldn't do anything, because networking, it's symbiotic. You do things for each other, but it wasn't the case.
Oh, no. Because we were all in the same industry. So it's like we're all fighting for the same business.
But it wasn't like nobody had pull in that industry, though.
Right, right, right. It was just, it was so stupid.
Yeah. No, it was literally no good reason to go to these events.
No.
But get out of work.
Exactly. And that's why we
went. And we're like, we're going to get out of this.
Yeah. So we got out of work.
Signed in and left.
To get out of this. And that's how you do it.
Yeah.
So we also took a photo for proof that we were there.
Great meeting. Click. And we left. And none of us work there anymore. But and honestly, working in a hotel, if all things are, like, hotel sales is really, can be easy.
Oh, yeah.
Can be really easy.
Yeah. Super easy.
It's one of the easier forms of sales you can do.
Yeah.
You do not need to go to networking events for hotel sales.
No.
So, you know.
And most like GMs know that, like ours, one that me and Carly worked at the time, he hated that we were even on it.
Yeah.
But we just, he was like, I'm not paying for this next year.
Joke's on you, we're quitting anyway.
Yeah. You're like, sure. The other people not know. We got the benefits. Oh,
so funny.
Yeah, it sounded like there were like fun places you guys get to go to because that was the only one I went to.
None of them were really fun. When we went to the aviary, it smelled like poop.
Well, because it was animals.
I know, but it just stunk.
Yeah.
It stunk.
But that was fun. I just thought it was like fun shenanigans that we got into that day.
Well, speaking of Carly, I have a story that I've been wanting to tell you for a couple weeks. Because I don't know how we talked about NyQuil for some reason. You brought it, didn't you?
Yeah, I told you to take some NyQuil for a situation.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, okay. I was like, wait, did I ever tell you about the time Carly took NyQuil? And I have not. So, Carly, if you're listening, you know it's a true story. So, Carly has this cold.
Okay.
And she was taking medicine throughout the day.
Yeah.
And we go do sales calls, and she kept complaining the whole day that she was, like, tired, and she should have just stayed home, because she's really not feeling good. And I was like, okay, but she chose to drive. Like, usually, like, one of us would drive it, we switch on and off, we're on doing sales calls, she's complaining, blah, 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 whatever. We get back to the office, it's at the end of the day now, and when we worked at this particular hotel, we worked, like, 7:30 in the morning till, like, 5:30, they were long-ass days, and she comes out to go home, and she goes, oh, my God. I was like, what? She goes, I've been drinking NyQuil. Like, half the bottle was gone. I was like, what are you doing?
How did she know that?
I was like, you're chugging NyQuil. You put my life at risk because you're driving while drinking NyQuil. I was like, what is wrong with you? So for, like, weeks on end, me and the GM will be like, Carly, what are you doing back there chugging NyQuil?
How didn't she know she
was doing that? That's what I said. I was like, you clearly are back there getting drunk at work. So, like, she's like, I'm not doing it on purpose. I'm like, okay.
Oh, my God.
So, I just liked it even more that the GM would also make fun of her for that. He's like, who's on the NyQuil?
Oh, God. That's so funny.
So she claims she didn't know.
That's
okay.
So funny. That's like, do you ever see, like, there'll be memes like, oh, yeah, my dad was taking White Claws to work because he thought they were sparkling water.
Oh, my gosh. Speaking of NyQuil, this is probably a horrible story, but I'm going to tell anyway. So when I was in high school, I was probably, like, 16. Mm-hmm. We went to this, like, party, you know, like you do when you're 16, and it was some like older kids were like hosting it, might have been some like seniors, and they were like, oh yeah, we only have like Bud Light or something, and at that time, like, I didn't drink beer, obviously, because I was 16, guys.
Yeah.
So they were like, do you guys want to do shots? And we were like, oh yeah, sure. And they poured shots of cough syrup.
Oh my God.
I was like, what is this? I did not take that shot. But I was just like, I'm not taking that.
That's crazy.
Like, who does that? I mean, I guess it's kind of the same effect, but
yeah, that's still like, that's
weird. Thank you. Yeah, I should have just had a Bud Light.
Shots of NyQuil. Do you want to do shots? You thought they would be like, oh, like vodka or something. NyQuil. That's messed up.
So I was not having that. Would you have done it?
All I'm thinking is, like, I think, like, as a parent, if you had, like, vodka in your house, like, you might expect, like, not that you would expect it, but it wouldn't shock you if it disappeared. What would you think if the NyQuil was disappearing?
Well, but the thing is, like, you can go and buy a bunch of cough syrup. So they maybe went to, they had a bunch of bottles. So you could choose your flavor.
But, like, wouldn't parents notice that was going on in their house?
Well, I don't guess
NyQuil
they don't.
Is disappearing? Like, that would raise red flags to me.
Yeah. So here's our NyQuil bottle. Orange, grape.
Yeah. I'm not saying, like, I would be okay with the, like, alcohol disappearing, but that would be more normal.
Yeah. Than the...
Yeah. Then, like, oh my God, my kid just chugged 8 bottles of cough syrup.
Yeah. It's just, I mean, okay. Like, it's weird. Would you have taken that shot?
Probably not.
Yeah. I was just like, what? No. I think one of my friends didn't take the shot. Yeah. Probably. She was a floozy.
Floozy.
I was just like, what the? What
do you think she has her feet on OnlyFans?
I've seen her post on Instagram, and she has a lot of Louis Vuitton stuff, so probably.
As does Jen.
I have told, well, she has one for her pinky toe.
Floozy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Well, we know where Louis Vuitton comes from.
Yep. So, in our...
Toe only fans.
Yeah. Well, you know, gotta get what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you got coffee lately?
This morning. I've been going to Starbucks twice a day.
You're back on it.
I'm back on the sauce. Yeah. No, it's not even funny, but yeah, and the worst part is like it's such a problem that I try to go to different Starbucks, like
I would do the
like,
same
I feel
thing.
Like a drug addict. and I hate when I go to the same one twice a day.
Then they judge you.
If they're different, if it's long enough apart, there's different people working, but when the same person's there, I'm like, oh crap. They think I'm like a drug addict.
Yeah, I do the same thing. I go to the one closest to my house if I'm getting Starbucks, and then I'll go to the one like down by like the mall.
Yeah.
I'm getting a second one. But I typically, when I'm home, I've really been trying to make one here as I'm drinking a coffee I made here.
Yeah.
However, me and Jen are going shopping after this, and I'm going to get a coffee at the mall. So
yeah.
Go.
I know.
Sorry.
No, I...
Sorry, not sorry.
Well, at least that's only like one Starbucks a day.
Yeah. And I make decaf espresso at home, so, because I just like to drink it, so.
Yeah. No, it is, like, it's a problem.
Well, let me tell you about my coffee problems in Wisconsin.
Okay. I was going to make a T-Pain joke.
I know, that's why I said it, so you
would. A mansion somewhere in Wisconsin?
Yeah, that's why I did it for you. But anyways, so we've talked about many times why we go to Starbucks, even though people constantly like hate on us for going there. We go because our espresso is most of the times made correctly.
It's consistent.
So Dan made a comment to me when we were driving back. He's like, because I had a bad experience at a Starbucks at a rest stop. And he was like, oh, I thought you could always rely on Starbucks. I was like, you know what? Let me just correct you on here. I said Starbucks that are in Targets, rest stops, and grocery stores are not real Starbucks. I was like, so those employees are not trained necessarily the same.
Yes.
I was like, but when I go to an actual Starbucks, I typically don't have any issues.
Oh, yeah, because they're an employee of, like, you know, like the grocery store chain Giant Eagle. That's a Giant Eagle employee, even though
Correct.
It's a Starbucks and they make all the drinks.
Right. Yeah, so that's what I was trying to explain. So I was like, when I go to, like, our local Starbucks, 9 out of 10 times I don't have a problem.
Yes.
So unless it's like a new employee or whatever, or they're just stupid. Because again,
yeah.
I think anywhere these days is just hiring anybody with a
training
pulse.
Programs. Yeah.
Yeah. So, but I typically don't like going to local coffee places, and I know I should support local, and I'm not against supporting local, but the problem is that they don't know how to make coffee.
100%, because like I'm very, very like, I would much rather support local than a publicly traded company.
Yes.
But when I'm spending money, like, I would just rather make coffee at home.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. So the area we stayed in for the wedding, it was an area that was just small mom and pop shops, whatever.
Yes.
So I knew going into this that if I wanted coffee, I would have to get a local spot, which is fine. So I went to this local spot and I said to the lady, I wanted, you know, my normal 4 shots of espresso, and I asked for a pump of vanilla, and she said, oh, we don't do pumps here. And I said, oh, okay, well, just a tiny bit. And so she was like, oh yeah, I understand. And I said, okay, extra ice, whatever, some milk on the side. Okay, great. They hand me the milk on the side, give me the cup, and I could tell, just looking at the cup,
oh,
there was so
God.
Much syrup in it, because the espresso was, like, glossy.
Ooh.
And I was just like, oh, really? So I tasted it, and I'm like, oh, this is so bad. And I was like, man, so I was like, I'll just put a little milk in it, and I'm like, fine. But then I'd already waited 40 minutes for this drink, because they were so behind. So I was like, I'm just going to try to drink it. So I tried to drink it. I did not make it through, because it was way, way, way too sweet. So I was like, whatever. So we, later on in the day, we went for a walk, and there was another little coffee spot. So I'm like, I'm going to try again, because we have a long night ahead of us.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would like to have a coffee today. So I go in and I say to the guy, I want what I want. And he starts making it perfectly. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I should have came here in the beginning. And then he grabs the bottle of vanilla and he does a little splash. I'm like, okay, here we go. And then he takes the bottle again and adds more. I'm like, why? Like, I just can't understand why people put so much syrups into their drinks.
I don't know. And then we like text each other all the time about like people you'll see. It's like a drink at Starbucks and I'll say like 9 pumps of whatever. And it's like, this is why this country is so freaking unhealthy.
Yeah. Like, why are you drinking a drink with 17 shots of vanilla, pumpkin, caramel, whatever?
Do people not have taste buds? It's disgusting.
You're not even drinking espresso at that point.
No.
Or coffee. You're drinking sugar.
Sugar bomb.
So, yeah.
So bad.
So that is my whole point to why I don't like going to local places, is because they 100% do not understand that I do not want vanilla poured in a jug with
espresso.
Oh my
God. No, it's so bad. And then they, not even like you get the flavor thing, but like I just order just plain espresso, which should be easy.
Yeah.
But like they don't even, a lot of places don't even know how to correctly do a shot of espresso.
Speaking of you saying that, I don't know if I texted the
drag,
did I tell you that? I think I told you this what happened, but I ordered my 4 shots at the first place and they actually gave me 2 long shots and said they were the same thing. No, that is not the same
thing.
Those
are just
4 shots.
2 shots with extra water. It's the same volume, but it's not the same thing.
And the lady argued with me and I was just like, you know what? I don't have time for this.
It's like that's an Americano basically.
Yeah. I basically had an iced Americano.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
It's totally different.
It is making me mad. So.
No, somebody argued with me because she was like, well, you know, how much water do you want it in? I said, what do you mean? I said, however much water it takes to make the shot.
Yeah. I don't know.
And she's like, no, that's not the case. And I'm like, this is what. And that's what happens with a lot of these local shops is they're not trained. They don't know coffee.
Correct.
And it just makes me wonder why the hell you'd open a business when you don't know anything about it.
I don't know. And it makes me really angry.
Yeah.
So that is why. So when everyone judges us for going to Starbucks,
that's
now you
why.
Know why.
It's only because there's just not a viable alternative.
Right. If you can find us a viable alternative that's locally owned, we will go.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah. No, that's the only reason. Because I shop local for pretty much, I don't know about everything else, but pretty much everything else.
Yeah. So,
you know,
I don't know.
It's just coffee. There's just nobody can touch Starbucks.
Exactly. They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
So
no, it's bad.
It's bad. All you judgy judges out there. Leave us alone.
And I'll tell you what, as stupid as some of these Starbucks employees can be, they can't hold a candle in the stupid race to Dunkin' Donuts employees.
Oh, I only want to get started on Dunkin' Donuts. That'll be a whole episode.
I
cannot spend my money there.
No, I mean, it's so bad. Like, I think half of them are high the whole day.
Yeah, if Dunkin' was the only choice,
I wouldn't drink coffee.
I just wouldn't have any.
No, I would make tea at home is what I would do.
Yeah, I would just suffer.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. There's, like, Dunkin' Donuts is the worst place. And the fact that they keep popping up and have these long lines makes me know that the average American is very stupid.
Yes. Very true.
Because it's just
bunch of idiots.
They do not know how to brew coffee. I know their donut. I like their donuts.
Is there a sweet that you don't like?
Not many.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is I know most of those people aren't in line for donuts.
That's true. They're in line for their diabetes and a cup.
Yeah. So. If it was just for donuts, I would be okay with it because
they used to be all about Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Now they're just about Dunkin'.
Yeah.
They should just be Dunkin' Coffee.
Ugh. Ugh.
Gross.
All right, guys. I think we're going to wrap it up here because we're starting to get angry. We don't want to get arrested.
Can I do one thing? So
yes, go ahead.
This airs in October. No.
November.
So everybody knows I love Christmas. So I just want to end everybody on this really quick, just so everyone can have it.
Okay.
Hold on. Christmas spirit activate. Christmas spirit activate. Christmas spirit activate. 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 Merry Christmas.
Okay.
I don't remember. It made me think of things that you like. I went to Cycle Teak yesterday and took a class, and I forget who the girl was that taught the 8:30 Saturday class. I forget who she was. But at the end of the class, she played like clips from The Office Halloween parties.
Well, I would have loved that.
I know.
Darn.
It just makes me laugh. Like, cause, I don't know. Dwight's so funny. But
so funny.
Anyways, I knew you'd like that. But if you don't give us 5 stars on Apple, we're going to send a goose after you.
Yeah, that's actually pretty threatening.
Yeah.
So leave us a review now.
Yes. 5 stars.
Do it.
And follow us on social media.
One podcast.
Podcast. Tunicles One Podcast.
You're from Minnesota?
Yeah.
That was Minnesota.
Minnesota. All right, yeah, go get a soda in Minnesota.
All right, well, have a nice spooky day. Only. It's still Halloween for us right now.
All right, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye.
Bye.